Frozen bananas, exploding balloons, and Star Trek all played a role in a show that's become a tradition at Western Illinois University. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger tells us about it.
Science, the final frontier. That was the Star Trek-related theme for the annual Science Demonstration Show held by the Chemistry and Physics departments. For one demo, a banana was dunked in liquid nitrogen. Freshman physics major and honor student Nick Breslin says liquid nitrogen is similar to outer space in at least one respect. Both are really, really cold.
It's 77 Kelvin, which in Fahrenheit terms is negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit, which is way worse than any day in the winter here.
After that banana was frozen solid, it was used to hammer a nail into a board. The show featured a variety of demonstrations, and a senior forensic chemistry major, Andrea Lacriola, emphasized,
"Don't do this at home."
There were demonstrations in gravity, astronomy, and radioactivity. There was fire. And there were explosions. That was a yellow balloon filled with oxygen. Senior chemistry education major Jared Busoni popped it with a candle attached to the end of a board. The reason for creating some distance between Busoni and the balloon became apparent when he burst an orange balloon filled with hydrogen, sparking a small fireball. And he finished with a pink balloon filled with a mixture of oxygen and hydrogen. You could feel that as well as hear it. A true crowd pleaser. But this show is not just about blowing up stuff. It's about explaining the science behind what happened. Busoni reminded the audience the yellow balloon was filled with air.
So when the balloon broke open, the O2 acted with the outside air. And that's what created the actual, just the regular balloon pop in the balloon.
Busoni says it's basically the same when the orange balloon burst. The hydrogen reacted with the air outside the balloon and the flame. And then there was the pink balloon containing both gases.
And when that was lit, it acted as a catalyst, and then the H2O2, which is essentially what it was inside, reacted to create a little bit of water, and that's what caused the boom and the ignition of the balloon. So that's what created the giant explosion for you. So hopefully that went well.
The science students wore blue T-shirts designed to look like the uniforms worn by Star Trek's science officers. And their demonstrations were not just about space. They connected to Star Trek. Forensic chemistry sophomore Hannah Drake extracted the silver out of silver nitrate. She mixed it in a flask with a few liquids, capped the container, and swirled it around until the silver adhered to the sides of the flask. Drake says the Star Trek Voyager crew encountered a planet where the only life form was a silver fluid thing.
And it can shapeshift into anything, but it's very silver and viscous, and that's its main property. So it shapeshifts so it can take any form. So in my experiment, I'm saying it's water-esque, and then it transforms into the silverness.
Drake thinks people can gain a greater understanding of science through shows like this.
Science is sometimes seen as a very boring and dull subject, and this demonstration helps show that, hey, science is actually really cool if you understand what's behind it.
Jim Rabchuk feels the same way. The physics professor wore a yellow T-shirt designed to look like Captain Kirk's uniform. Rabchuk organizes the annual show, which always has a movie theme. Past shows have delved into the science of Sherlock Holmes, Iron Man, and Home Alone, to name a few.
I like doing the movies because it's a nice way to show how much science is a part of our culture.
And he says science can explain why something in a movie is or is not possible.
Some things it's amazing, you know, what Star Trek was able to look forward to, like with the phaser, the phasers, but also the communicators and things like that. Sometimes it's pretty cool that Star Trek was really ahead of its time. But then in other areas, like the photon torpedoes, that's not really how photons work.
Can science explain William Shatner's music career?
Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
No.
Thank you all for coming.
Even as the science demonstration show ended, the fun continued for those in the capacity crowd in the large lecture hall. The liquid nitrogen was mixed with some heavy whipping cream and vanilla-flavored sweetened coffee creamer to make ice cream for everyone. A final treat in an evening full of them. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.